Blackstone Audio presents White Witch, Black Curse by Kim Harrison. To the guy who finishes my sentences and gets my jokes. Even the lame ones. Chapter 1. The bloody handprint was gone, wiped from Kisten's window, but not from my memory, and it ticked me off that someone had cleaned it, as if they were trying to steal what little recollection I retained about the night he'd died. The anger was misplaced fear, if I was honest with myself. But I wasn't. Most days it was better that way. Stifling a shiver from the December chill that had taken the abandoned cruiser, now in dry dock rather than floating on the river, I stood in the tiny kitchen and stared at the milky plastic as if willing the smeared mark back into existence. In the near distance came the overindulgent, powerful huff of a diesel train crossing the Ohio River. The scrape of Ford's shoes on the metallic boarding ladder was harsh, and worry pinched my brow. The Federal Inderland Bureau had officially closed the investigation into Kisten's murder. Inderland Security hadn't even opened one, but the FIB wouldn't let me into their impound yard without an official presence. That meant intelligent, awkward Ford, since Eden thought I needed more psychiatric evaluation and I wouldn't come in anymore. Not since I fell asleep on the couch and everyone in the FIB's Cincinnati office had heard me snoring. I didn't need evaluation. What I needed was something, anything, to rebuild my memory. If it was a bloody handprint, then so be it. Rachel, wait for me. The FIB.